I'm April Cummings with your latest sports. It's another national swimming record as Cayman athletes blaze up the pool at the 2026 Commonwealth Games in Scotland. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
With competition entering its fifth day, the highlight came in the mixed 4x100-meter medley relay, where Team Cayman produced an outstanding team performance to set a new Cayman Islands national record. The quartet of Sierra Broadbelt, Will Sellers, Daniel Kish, and Kyra Rabess combined to record a time of 4:09.43, lowering the national record while finishing 13th overall. The performance marked Team Cayman's seventh national swimming record of the 2026 Commonwealth Games. In individual competition on Tuesday, the women's 800-meter freestyle saw Kyra Rabess finish fourth in her heat with a time of 9:08.5. Harper recorded 9:13.72 to place sixth in her heat. In the men's 50-meter butterfly, Eli Bain clocked in at 26.62 seconds and Daniel Kish with a time of 25.33. Luke Higo touched the wall in 55.17 seconds to finish 17th overall in the men's 100-meter backstroke, while Will Sellers completed the event in a time of 1:00.53. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Carsley Fuller.
This weekend, Deputy Premier the Honorable Gary Ruddy joined the festivities at Owen Roberts International Airport as Caymanian National Hockey League player Jackson Cover came home.
It is absolute honor and a joy for the people of the Cayman Islands and also the government to be here today for Jackson to be chosen in the first round of the NHL draft just a few weeks ago. It shows what the dedication to sports can do, and this government is going to continue to make the facilities, to create the facilities and the environment for athletes to continue to grow and thrive, because we see the potential we have here locally, and we know where they can go to. If they continue to work hard, strive hard, and dream, they can achieve great things together.
Having a daughter who is herself an elite gymnast, Mr. Ruddy says, along with government support, parental support is even more important.
Our kids, they need that guidance, they need that love, and they also need that little bit of push behind them and encouragement. And once the parents are there for the kids, it's like our kids came in here, we brought them in. They didn't ask to be brought in, but we need to take care of them, we need to guide them and be there to support them. At the end of the day, like I said, the rewards are there, and our kids, we're giving our local athletes and our kids an opportunity and the facilities to thrive. This NCFC government is making an investment because we want to make sure that Cayman continues to be recognized and our athletes continue to be in the top elite with all the other ones here.
Deputy Premier, the Honorable Gary Ruddy. Are you ever out on the road and think to yourself, man, I wish I could tear it up like I was in a Fast and Furious movie? It's an absolutely terrible idea, but you can get your thrill fix by competing in the Cayman Motoring Federation's next event. It's on August 9th.
Join us Sunday on the 9th of August at 1 p.m. for the fourth of six rounds of autoslalom. That means you, your car, and the course. It'll be at 1 o'clock p.m. sharp for technical inspection, and then we begin our runs.
CMF President Jane Scaletta says this is a six-round battle for one overall champion. But that doesn't mean you don't have time to build up those points and take a run at the title.
Visit us at Foster's Food Fair at the airport location in the overflow parking lot. We'd like everybody there, all cars, women, young drivers, 17 to 19-year-olds, and people who want to just come and have some fun.
You can sign up at caymanmotoringfederation.org. That is your local sports. I'm April Cummings from Radio Cayman's Newsroom.